How do we get rid of the propensity to try to prove our greatness? By seeking joy in God's greatness. That means if we learn to practice bhakti, just like a simple example, a father may achieve something, but if the child achieves more than the father, father feels proud of it. When we love someone, we delight in our beloved's greatness. Similarly, when we become devoted to God, we start practicing Krishna bhakti, then in His joy, in His glory, we get greater happiness. And we find that that happiness is so fulfilling that we are no longer obsessed with proving our own greatness. Now when I say we shouldn't try to prove our greatness, that doesn't mean that we have to not try to do great things or that we let others trample us down. It simply means that our driving focus is not self-centered. And actually that is very liberating. When we are self-centered, our conception is always still limited. We cannot think beyond me and my greatness. But if you can think of God, then we become less self-conscious. If some of you have given a public speak for the first time, quite often we are self-conscious. Now we are too worried how I look, how my hands move, how my legs move. And when we are too self-conscious, then we are no longer speech conscious. And then, although we may have a capacity to speak well, we are not able to speak because we are too self-conscious. But once we get rid of that self-consciousness, then we can speak naturally. So like that, when we are too caught up with trying to prove our own greatness, then we are always uncertain whether I'll succeed or not. And it creates a lot of insecurity. So our focus, if we turn towards God and try to do whatever we can for His glorification, and when we get some glory, well, so this is actually, God has given me some talents and that is what I have used. So it is His grace. We pass the credit to God, we connect with God, then we should not think of not seeking our greatness or not trying to prove our greatness as a deprivation. If we think of it that way, then we will never want to do it. But when we actually connect with God, we get higher fulfillment. And when we get the satisfaction of tasting the sweetness of bhakti, then we won't crave for trying to prove our greatness. It will not be deprivation, but that itself will be a distraction by freeing ourselves from which we will be able to focus onwards more in our life. How much time do we have? What is the difference?